Tico Duckett. He is the president of Tico Duckett Distributing, Inc. You know Tico Duckett is the former Michigan State great running back, but anymore, I think, Tico, that's being put on the back burner. You're more known as a business guy now.
Absolutely. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tico will be taking part in the 2011 Employer Conference on Workplace Diversity. That is going to be on Thursday from 7:30 to 1:30. Tico, we're going to be talking about that. Recent Gallup poll showed that Americans are still a little feel a little bit differently about diversity. The survey showed that all types of folks believe that we have less challenges with prejudice. But when they surveyed white people and people of color, the people of color believe we still have a little bit more to go. What's your take on it as a business owner?
Well, I would say, obviously, we've come a very long way. I'm a minority business myself, so, I mean, that's something that you just have to say we've come a long way. But what we really, I believe, have to look at is how many minority women, Asian, Indian, how many people are employed? That's where we want to look at. How many people are employed in your organization? Because, as you know, people want to do business with people that are like them, you know, and it's definitely a touchy subject, and we're going to discuss it next Thursday about hiring not only gender, race, but age, you know. Let's hire the young people. Let's get those guys into corporations. So it's going to be a great topic. I'm excited, and we're just going to really talk some real stuff. You know, it's exciting.
Tell us what you do at Tico Duckett Distributing.
We distribute janitorial supplies, and we've been in business now about 14 years, and we cover the state of Michigan, and we started reaching into Indiana and Ohio. So we're growing, and, you know, going back to the diversity, that's one of the reasons that my business took off at the beginning, was simply because a company like General Motors said, hey, we'd like to spend some of our spend with minority business. And that's kind of where I got my start. And ever since then, it started to grow. And people aren't doing business with me just because we're a minority business. They're doing business with us because we're a good business. But sometimes that nudge in the door, that foot in the door helps just to get you in. But if you're not a good business, you won't stay in.
Now, does the company just distribute the products, or do you provide other services?
I have two companies. One company, Tico Duckett Distributing, provides the product. And then I have a separate entity, D-Squared Facility Management, that supplies the cleaning of your facility. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
And I know about the other company because I happened to be in a Demmer plant when you were there with employees in the bathroom showing them how things should be properly clean and properly done. So, Tico, you know how to get down and dirty if you have to.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. And Demmer is one of our number one customers. And, you know, I was probably at that point training a supervisor to show her how to train the employees. So, and I'm very hands-on. I know sometimes that's to a fault, but I like to know what's going on, and it's my business. So
we talk, and I'm a little uncomfortable talking about this from the aspect I'm mixed race. I don't like labels. Are labels important? Do we need to say minority? Do we need to let a person or let people know black, white, woman, Asian? Is that still important? If so, why?
I think it's very important because when you don't recognize it, then you can actually have a company with 1,500 employees and have three women, have three African Americans, have three Asian. Well, if this starts from the top down and you have a diversity program, a diversity coordinator, the president of the organization is saying, hey, we want to have a very diverse employee-based group, then yes, you have to talk about it. Or, you know, quite candidly, you won't have a diverse company. If the top doesn't talk about it, you won't. And it is very important to have it, simply because when you hire minorities, they earn money, they spend money with the economy. It keeps spreading as far as diversity. You have to have people that are diverse on your program, in your vendor base, in your hiring. It's just big. It's big, Tony, and I really hope everyone can come out on Thursday to just help us with the round table and discuss it. We're going to have Peter Lark. We're going to have Dennis Swan, a lot of other great employers that are high on diversity, and they know that how important it is. And yes, it's a touchy subject, but you have to talk about it. And we want everyone to have jobs around here. We just don't want to have one particular race with all the jobs. And that's really what it comes down to. If you ask Asian minority women, minority men, how hard is it to get a job in corporate America? Well, it's very hard. And I think that's something that we need to address.
Tico Duckett is the president of Tico Duckett Distributing. He'll be one of the speakers at the 2011 Employer Conference on Workplace Diversity. That's Thursday at the Lansing Center starting at 7:30. Tico, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. And have a good weekend, and go green.